I wanted to get into something that you and I talked about when we were walking, and that was your having grown up in Cascadia.
Well, we're sitting on the patio in front of a house on a corner where I grew up. And so one of the themes of becoming Cascading, becoming a dweller in the land, is home. I'd rather give a different take on place and patria and the country. First, if you're going to work on that abstract level, you would need to distinguish between the country and the state and the nation. And most of our critiques are directed at states as an entity, as a political entity, but not the country. And then what we need to do in terms of nations is call forth a new identity here. I'm trying to, myself with others, create a new culture here, an ecological culture, a culture that's grounded in the life of the place. So we're really working on a poetics of landscape here for 20 or 30 years in trying to evoke a new set of images, maps, poetry, stories. And so in order to become a people here, we have to have a shared story of who we are here. And so that's what my invitation to poetry and to other artists and thinkers and so on is to help engage in that process. Now, in terms of home, I like Ursula's Always Coming Home as a refrain, as a title.
Ursula Le Guin.
Yeah. But it's the story of a people who might be going to have lived here. And that kind of future perfect tense is a very interesting thing. And that's who we are. As we try to unfold a story of what it means to live in this place, within the life of this place, then we're trying to take on the imagination of the place, to dwell within that imagination. Now we could unfold that as a sidebar. What would that mean?
But I'd like to get the story of you being a kid running around these woods.
Well, okay, so we're in the home place here. So when I retired, we looked for places and we kind of had a reservation here. But that was always an option is to come home. And so being true to the bioregional vision, we came home. It was a very difficult, long process of building a new home or remodeling the family home. But I grew up here between the hills and the river, and so we kind of oscillated as kids, always going, fleeing to the woods and building forts and all that stuff that boys do, and then rolling on our bikes or running down to the river and playing in the river. The river is the Willamette River, the great river of this valley, the kind of Eden for which people trek west. But there were actually two rivers growing up here. One was brown and one was green. One was dead and one was alive. Unfortunately, the river closest to me that we could just roll the ball down the hill or ride the bike down the hill, just naturally, everything goes down to the river. The river's the center here versus Puget Sound. Everything's an edge, high edge in the mountains or lower edge with glaciated islands and so on. But everything here rolls down to the river. It's a different kind of phenomena. So that's where we grew up, in that tension between the mountains, the foothills where I live, and the great river. The Green River was the Mackenzie River, and it was alive. It was a whitewater river. It was a humming river, fishing river, river running river, fabulous river, dangerous river. And it tumbles out of the deep well of springs in the High Cascades here. And it has some of the most fabulous waterfall trails, waterfalls, the Sahale and Coosa. And so I grew up with the images of that iconic white water river and the sound of these thundering waterfalls and then the waterfall trail. Then when I got my my feet, as it were, could move out, we spent all our time in the woods and in the mountains. And when I could actually go climbing and hiking, we roared up to the High Cascades. But I actually didn't conceive of Cascadia then, or really know Cascadia, because I only had 5 or 6 years here before we married, moved to graduate school. And when I went to graduate school, like with everybody else, moving into that professional world, You move out of the life world. You move out of the community. You move out of your relations with friends and family. You move into a vertical world. The sociologists call that Gesellschaft, means a rational, organizational, but it's a world dominated by those abstractions that we've learned from the Greeks from 2300 years. And you learn to tell the secret code. And the secret code is the code by which you control the world through organizations and through various mentalities. But what it does is it displaces the place. And so the theme of coming home means to unlearn that secret code. And I know that secret code as well as anybody who runs any organization or sets up a discipline. The French have this word, dissèvrement, to dissever. Or the Montana poet, I can't forget his name, Paul, anyway, right now. He has the great line, the opposite of remembering is not forgetting, but dismembering. And that's what we've learned the practice of dismemberment or disseverment. And we see the consequences of that in our families, in our communities, in our economies, in our culture, and in, above all, the ecosystems. And it has the same root cause each time, is that same secret coding which puts us into abstract idealities, which leads to the disseverment or the dismembering of our life world. So anyway, I really recovered that life world in the mid-70s, late 70s, when I got out of graduate school and stopped all this incredible abstraction and trying to master that secret code. I wrote a 1,400-page dissertation. And so that's how far you go into that. And then I taught for 33 years at Seattle U. And I loved it. There's a place for it. But I actually escaped and learned Cascadia in the backyard of Seattle in the North Cascades. I realized that was where I really became imprinted on the fabulous, fabulous forests, the silver fir forests and the mountain hemlock forests, and the steep gradients and the green and white plaids, the hanging valleys and the, oh my God, the rivers, the Nooksack and the Skagit and the Snoqualmie and the Skykomish, and they're just the necklace of rivers. And we used to chant the song of the rivers as we'd go hiking and climbing up there. It has the most fabulous alpine wonderland, the parkland, the heatherlands up there in the North Cascades. So the North Cascades became the formative place for Cascadia, not growing up in Eugene. I was imprinted here, but you're too young and you're just learning the world and you don't even know that there's a secret code. Is that too much, too fast?
No, I'm just...
There's a lot of levels involved here.
Yeah. Well, what I
stories
like
to, go round and round.
Yeah, sure. Charles Olson said projective verse, his approach to making a poem was a use of speech at its least careless and least logical. So I like the conversations to be that way as well, spontaneous.